This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 28th of July. Well, bulls charged on the streets, snapping 2 days of losses on Tuesday. In fact, S&P BSE Sensex rallied more than 500 points, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,300 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on the streets, Sensex rose 558 points to close at 38,492, while the Nifty 50 ended 168 points higher at 11,300 levels. Now, expectation of a dovish stance from the US Fed led the liquidity rally in equities across the globe. In fact, the market breadth was also in favor of advances. The advance decline ratio was at 1:1. Now, Indian benchmark indices closed up by around 1.4%, with auto and IT constituents contributing the most to the gains. Some of the stocks rallied on the basis of their earnings results, with the operating margins and earning visibility being the key notables. Now, globally, there was an expectation that the US Fed would continue with its dovish policy stance, which would ensure liquidity, especially into emerging markets like India. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in auto, IT, metals, realty, and consumer discretionary stocks. On the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 0.76%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.6%. Both these indices underperformed the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Kotak Mahindra Bank, Tata Motors, TCS, UltraTech Cement, and TCS. Now, top Nifty losers include names like Bharti Infratel, ICICI Bank, Nestle India, ONGC, as well as Asian Paints. Now, stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the auto index rose 3.2%, followed by the IT index, which was up 2.5%, and the metal index closed with gains of 2.3%. Now, the Nifty Bank closed 1.1% higher at 22,105. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like UltraTech Cements, Nestle India, SAIL, Glenmark, as well as Sun TV. Long buildup was seen in stocks like SBI Life, ACC, as well as Tata Motors, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Power, Nestle India, as well as Voltas. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Navin Fluorine, MCX India, as well as Infosys. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on news flow. Well, ICICI Bank slipped for the third consecutive day to raise all the gains this month. UltraTech Cement was a top Nifty gainers after reporting better than expected earnings for the June quarter. Now, Tata Motors surged 4% after Citi raised target for the stock to 155 per share. Kotak Mahindra Bank share price added more than 4% a day after the private lender reported an 8.5% year-on-year decline in standard loan net profit for the June quarter. Marico share price rose 3% after company's consolidated net profit rose 23% for the June quarter. M&M Financial Services share price jumped 4% as the right issue of 3,088 crores opened today. Bharti Infratel share price declined nearly 2% after it reported a 21% drop in its consolidated net profit for the June quarter. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, the index managed to hold on to its opening support at 11,150 and given a consolidation breakout of the last five trading sessions. Now, it has given a decisive close above immediate hurdle of 11,250 with the highest daily close in the last 89 trading sessions. Now, major trend of the index is positive with the formation of higher top and higher bottoms, and the recent consolidation breakout adds further strength towards 11,500 levels. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, it has to continue to hold above 11,250. That means Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,250 levels to extend the up move towards 11,400 and 11,500 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.